This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the Gun Owners News Hour with your host and executive director of Gun Owners of America, Larry Pratt.
Today it's a real treat to be able to bring to you Gabriela Franco. Gabby Franco is a world championship shooter, born in Venezuela, now in the United States, very active in NRA competitive shooting. And she's got quite a story to tell, and it's just a delight to have you with us, Gabby.
Hello, Larry. Thank you for having me. It's really a pleasure to talk to you and talk to your audience.
You, from what I can gather, have been involved in competitive shooting for a long time. And this is something that your dad got you into. Is that right?
Yes. I have been involved in the shooting as a whole for about 25 years and competitively for 18. And most people say when they look at me, it's like, that means like you started it when you were like 5 years old, which is a good thing. But no, yes, I started when I was actually 11 years old. My dad went to the gun range back in Venezuela to get his concealed carry license. And that's when he learned that at that gun range, they had a Olympic shooting team, but just juniors. So he was like, I have three girls at home. So he decided to put myself and my other two sisters into Olympic shooting. And here I am.
Wow. And what happened to the other to your sisters? Did they follow along or did they go on to do other things?
They just, you know, like any other sport, when you become an athlete and you're committed to it, it's very demanding and hard. They actually went other ways, and they kept shooting, but just for fun. I just dedicated a lot of time. I was training about 6 days a week, 4 hours a day after school. I would go to the range, and that was my life cycle every day, going to school and then going to the gun range, shoot, practice, and travel, competing worldwide, nationwide. So it took, you know, a lot of effort and determination, too.
One of the things that just popped into my mind is when you're shooting 4 hours a day, do you buy ammunition by the truckload?
Well, you know, Olympic shooting is not what we, you know, in the regular defensive world, we imagine. You know, when we have a semi-automatic pistol and people go to the gun range, they don't fathom being at the gun range without shooting. Air pistol, specifically, is a sport that demands a lot of concentration, a lot of dry fire every day. I would probably, out of 4 hours of training, shooting-wise, I probably shoot maybe 200 pellets, 250 pellets, and the rest of it was physical training. I had to run 45 minutes every day to lower my, or let's put it this way, make my heart, you know, stronger. I had to do other physical activities, and that was during all that time, and as well as shooting, lots of dry firing. So it's a lot of preparation behind it, even though air pistol, we don't move, the target doesn't move, but it's a very, very challenging sport.
Well, I can see why I've never become dead-eyed Dick the few times I go to the range every year. With that kind of preparation that you're involved in, that is intense, and that really would qualify as an Olympic sport.
Yes. I mean, to get to a certain, and we were involved in firearms, but if you think about any other athletes, like, let's say, gymnastics or soccer or baseball, kids and let's say even teenagers who are a certain level, a high level, and very competitively, they train, you know, hours and hours and hours, and there's no difference when it comes to shooting, and especially Olympic shooting, which is, I call Olympic shooting the perfection of the whole shooting world. And I'm talking about same thing, whether it's air rifle, air pistol, or even shotgun. Athletes and that are involved in Olympic shooting, it's all about master the perfection of the sport. And more like the perfection of the sport is perfection of themselves.
It also, I hadn't realized that it was pellets. That explains why I didn't see any hearing aids in your picture.
Yes.
Because if you'd done all that shooting, even with a .22,
yes,
you could have hearing difficulty.
Yes, and but you'll be surprised too. I mean, probably in the pictures that you have seen or that have posted were just posing pictures. When I'm at the, if I'm competing in air pistol, even though they're pellets, I would probably use hearing protection, but it's just as to isolate noise and
for concentration.
Yes, for concentration purposes and people talking and stuff. So that kind of helped a little bit.
Yeah, I can see that. Well, at least it hasn't damaged the ears, and that's something that. Even with a .22, I hadn't realized it, but a friend of mine worked at a factory where they were making .22s, and he would test each barrel. He would fire it probably a few times at most. And as a result of that, even with hearing protection that he was using, he now has hearing aids.
Yes.
So even a low impact, low concussion, low bang, .22 over time can deteriorate people's hearing, and that's obviously how you've escaped that fate.
And that's something that many people don't pay attention to. Like you just say, oh, it's just a .22, there's not really that loud. My coach, he was from, well, he's from Cuba, he's Cuban, and he had issues with equilibrium. He would lose his balance and will have vertigo, and sometimes he just passed out because of so many years back when he was an athlete. He was like, oh, 22 is not really that loud. And like I'm saying, imagine training every day when you are at that level. And
sure.
So that really, and he, when he coached me, he was only, let's see, early, he was in his early 40s.
Hmm.
Yeah, and that's irreversible as far as I know. I mean, you can have hearing aids and stuff, but naturally, that's it. When it's gone, it's gone.
Well, hopefully this discussion has convinced everybody listening that hearing aids are really essential. I can testify. One time I had an awesomely powerful handgun. I think it was called the Judge. And I fired it just to see, you know, what it would feel like. And I admit I didn't have any hearing protection on. And I still have a ringing in my left ear from having fired that one shot. So, you know, for somebody to not take this discussion seriously is to make a serious mistake.
Yes, and definitely no worth it. You know, just put your hair in protection, have fun, but be safe.
Absolutely. So one of the things that has intrigued me, you were born and raised in Venezuela. And
yes.
Did I get the math right? You left when you were 16?
No, I actually left when I was 21 years old.
21. Okay, so you were quite aware of what was happening in the country. I think Chavez had been in power for, he'd been elected. He actually got elected, I think, the first time or two.
Yeah.
And what was it? Was it just business opportunity that your father decided to move to the United States, or did he see this coming? You know, did he see it coming as far as Chavez was concerned?
There's some music background.
I'm having trouble hearing you, Gabby.
We're going
into a break. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EASY66 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EASY66 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee. EASY66 to 85850.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com, just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com, to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
With Gabrielle Franco, Gabby Franco is a champion shooter. She has won gold medals in international Olympic competition. She's an NRA star, I think we could say, does instruct in and all kinds of firearms-related activities. Got a website at GabbyFranco.com, and I think you have another one, too. You're on one that has a lot of interesting accounts of self-defense, but at least they can find you that way from GabbyFranco.com. So before we got cut off in the break, I'd wanted to find out a little bit about what your family had been thinking, why it was that they decided to leave Venezuela. I can't imagine leaving the country where I had been born and was raised, and everything I knew and was familiar with was there, and to pull up stakes and to leave, that takes a lot of conviction.
It does, and a lot more than that. Conviction is just the first push, but then imagine living to another country. You need to be able to sustain yourself. You need to be able to find a job financially. You need to be able to support yourself. So there's a lot of moving parts that people have to take in consideration, everything that they're leaving behind, their houses, their business, everything. So it's not a decision that you just make out of the blue, except how I did it. Because at 21 years old, there was nothing much that was holding me back. I was young. I kind of see through the system, how everything was moving, and against everybody, even my own family, even the Venezuelan Shooting Federation, I decided to come to the United States because I had a great opportunity here, and I risked everything. I was actually Olympic hope for Athens 2004. I was training for that. In fact, my last competition in 2002 was in Brazil, and I won 3 gold medals out of 4 gold medals. But I said, you know what? What are these medals going to do for me in my future? You know, it's like, how can I eat those medals in the future? So I thought through that, and that's when I decided to come to the United States. For my parents and for many people back there, it's more difficult. You know, they have properties, they have businesses. I still have some families that over there, and it's hard. You know, my parents say, okay, I'm 68, my dad is 68, my mom is 65, and they're like, what are we going to do somewhere else? It's heartbreaking for me because I know this is everything that goes, you know, that's happening down there. And at the same time, I understand them. They it's the thing of what are we going to do, or I don't know. It's a very, it's a complex situation in a way.
How long was it after Chavez came to power that he moved to restrict and ultimately confiscate firearms?
Well, it took a little while. It took a little while. What people don't realize is that everything happens in a process. Socialists and the same people who love gun control, they are patient. They are not in a rush. They like to eat up, you know, pace by pace and slowly. So basically what Chavez did, started restricting who could have firearms. Then obviously it came down into gun registration. Then it happens to little by little banning hunting because obviously not everybody could have those firearms. My dad was a very avid hunter, and there was a point where the only way he could go hunting it was if he had a friend who was, you know, high rank military and wanted to go with him. That was the only way. And obviously those chances don't happen all the time until to the point where they say, you know what, we're going to, there's so much crime in Venezuela. We need to put, we need to take the guns away from people's hands. And that's when, you know, everything started it. And it took, I would say, a good...
Oh, but that solved the crime problem, right? When they got rid of the gun?
Of course, of course, of course not. I mean, Venezuela, I think as of right now, if you count from when Chavez got into power 10 years, it's a lot more than the people that have died in war in Iraq. Okay, so it's ridiculous the amount of crime there is in Venezuela nowadays. But everything started like that. Everything starts in a slow but steady pace. And that's what
let me ask, when people objected as the gun control proposals were first being put forth and carried out, just the initial stages, I'm sure there must have been protestations on part of the officials that, or anybody that says they want to try to confiscate the guns. That's just a lie.
Well, there's something that most people here in America don't know and probably don't even appreciate what we have here in the United States. And our organizations like you, like organizations like Gun Owners of America or the NRA, who are there talking to the people who make the laws, who are the people who, in a way, matters when it comes to legislation. In Venezuela, we didn't have that. So, yeah, people complain, people didn't like it, but hello, you know, if we don't have people in Congress, if we don't have people who talk to the people who make the laws, nothing is going to get accomplished in our favor. So that's exactly what happened in Venezuela. Yeah, people protested, but the laws passed anyway, regardless, because, you know, we didn't have a strong force that could, I wouldn't say fight back, but at least could educate those the legislators who were not necessarily with Chavez. But they were like, oh, yes, gun control, let's do it. So that's going to control the crime. And those are the things that, and I truly believe there are not organizations like, you know, Gun Owners of America or the NRA around the world, only here.
I think that you've really put your finger on something that I've thought about a good deal. As I think I mentioned to you in an email before we went on the show, my wife is from Panama, and at one point there was a military dictatorship, and they were pretty much anti-gun. And when we get back from the break, I'd like to pick up and discuss what it was like in Panama, some things I learned about that, talking with Gabrielle Franco, and she is at GabbyFranco.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Have you ever lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, pay close attention because huge discounts are now available in solar generators. Perfect for backup power outages and emergencies. Portable solar generators provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no dangerous fumes, and produces an endless supply of electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running secretly in your own home. Right now, get a $5,000 solar generator for just $995 while supplies last. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. GCN listeners, use coupon code GCN at checkout for this special offer. MySolarBackup.com. Use coupon code GCN. EMP protection available at an additional charge.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Yes, it is. Miguel Franco. Gabby is now living in the United States, born in Venezuela, competed in Olympic competition in Latin America, and has brought home a number of gold medals. She's an active shooter, and as she mentioned earlier, she many times will be at the range 4 hours a day. That's a lot of shooting, and don't mess with Gabby would be the one conclusion I would take away from that. If you carry a firearm, my guess is, Gabby, you're not carrying a pellet gun.
Oh, no, no. Definitely not.
You've got a collection of excellent stories of mostly women that have defended themselves successfully, in most cases, with a firearm. And had it not been for the firearm, it would have almost certainly been, as bad an experience as it was, it would have been fatal. And very instructive to read that, because none of them that I can recall, maybe there's an exception, but let's just say almost all of them were not in a "quote unquote" bad part of town. Many times they were at home with their kids.
Yeah, and at the end of the day, it comes down to, what are you going to do? How are you going to protect yourself? And that's something that most people, I wouldn't say they don't think about, they don't want to think about for whatever reason. You know, it's easier to avoid that subject, and yet when you can see the fact that being able to protect yourself is the smart thing to do.
It's pretty clear to to me and to you, but evidently, as you were saying, people just want to put that aside. Well, I don't want to talk about that. Let's just talk about the football game last night, or we're not watching football anymore. Let's talk about some other game. But whatever it is, let's talk about something else. And
yeah,
that's a shame, because one thing that strikes me, and even in the stories that you have on your website, it's clear that the evil do some planning, not to make a living in the sense that you and I think about it, but they do plan on how they're going to catch their victim unaware and have the complete advantage over the victim.
Definitely. Definitely. And
yeah, go ahead.
No, I was going to say that at the end of the day, everybody's ready to protect themselves, but in the very moment that it's too late to learn how.
Yes. The time to learn, obviously, is maybe as soon as people have listened to our conversation, if they don't have enough training, or if they haven't had any training, or God forbid they don't even have a gun, take care of that problem. Go and do something.
Definitely. And you know what? It also, I believe that people get too emotional when it comes to the firearms because of what the media shows and how the media portrays the use of firearms and everything. But I always, coming from Venezuela, coming from a country where we have gun control, coming from a place where a criminal has, you know, pretty much a green light to commit a crime no matter where they are at. Whether it's at a restaurant at 12 p.m. full of people, but guess what? Nobody can fight back. Nobody has the same force to fight back, and everybody goes into a defense mode. It all comes down to say, you know what? What am I going to do to protect myself and my family? And I always say, for instance, to women, they say, mothers, I do anything to protect my child. And I really look at them in the eye and the eyes and tell them, are you sure? Are you sure? Are you willing to do anything? But yet you don't have any mean or anything that you can protect them effectively. So it's a very hot topic to talk about that. But I think it's a conversation that family members, they have to do it.
Absolutely, and that's what one of the things of value, I believe, in the self-defense situations that you've posted on your website. And what is the other one where you have it's a blog site where you have a bunch of self-defense stories collected. Maybe you didn't put that one up, so I shouldn't be asking you, but in any case, it's just extremely instructive, I think, because they're all involving women, and they're women who weren't living, quote, in the bad part of town, and almost never, and the situations that they were in didn't occur in the bad part of town, almost without exception. And yet, at one point, they found themselves in a desperate situation. Two or three of them that I remember reading about had escaped, even though they didn't have a gun. Others would have almost certainly been assuming room temperature had it not been for their possession of a gun. And as often as I've read about these situations, it seems that the prevailing reaction of a bad guy, unless he's on drugs and just crazy out of his mind, when he sees that his victim is armed, he all of a sudden changes his plan for the day real fast.
Yeah, criminals don't like confrontation, and that's when you can take the advantage. And, you know, every situation is different. No matter what people say, no matter how hard you train, how many tactical trainings you have in self-defense, sometimes you just can't. But not being prepared is definitely worse. you know, you always have to be ready and have that broad knowledge that, okay, you know, nobody knows what situation you're going to be in, but if you know how to act, if you know what would be the ideal things that you are supposed to do, you are going to be better off than just trying to figure things out as the time goes in that very, very bad situation.
That sure is. There's a friend of mine who lives in Cape Town, South Africa, and he, in my mind, epitomizes the kind of advanced thinking, advanced planning, albeit for the unknown. Charles van Veek was in a large church at an evening service, and he had just routinely put himself in the back of the auditorium. It was structured kind of like a theater, so there was a rise toward the back. So he was in the back and above the stage pulpit area in the front when a couple of terrorists with AKs came in through a back door and jumped up on the stage and began machine gunning the audience. They killed 11 people. Charles had thought that something like that, exactly like that, might happen. He got down behind the chair in front of him and used it as an armrest and fired his puny .38. And he actually managed to wound one of them. And he broke off the attack. They fled because Charles, with his one act of forethought, was able to, the police later estimated, probably save over 100 lives.
And, yeah, definitely. Wow.
Just planning ahead and being prepared, even if his preparations were perhaps rather elementary, maybe, as he later concluded, could have been quite inadequate. He no longer carries a little .38, I assure you. But that just tells you, I mean, what can go wrong at church, right? Well,
wow. Right.
That night there were 11 people that never made it home. Coming up on the Gabby Franco, GabbyFranco.com. Lots of information about her and her Olympic competitions and other things at that site.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
The Gun Owners News Hour, talking with Gabrielle Franco, GabbyFranco.com. Gabby, we didn't really finish a discussion we had going right before one of the breaks. It seemed to me there were some things that, some lessons that can be drawn from your experience in Venezuela, my wife's experience in Panama, where a military government had also taken over, and the loss of freedom was palpable in that country as well. It never got as bad as what happened in Venezuela, and I think that was because the presence of U.S. troops in the Canal Zone made it more likely, as indeed it happened, that there were successful efforts to get rid of the dictatorship, but there was no indigenous ability to overthrow dictatorship, because even though there were guns in Panama, as there were guns in Venezuela, and your family had guns, and you competitively shot, and your father hunted, as you've told us, there was no militia experience. In fact, probably at this point in world history, the United States is the only country that really has a militia heritage, Switzerland to some extent, perhaps. But was something that I don't think could have happened in the United States, because we know of there was a town in Athens, Tennessee, back in the late 40s after World War II that went completely bad. A dictatorship started ruling the city, and it was the townspeople who armed themselves one night and came in and took out the bad guys. That's a response that I don't think, from what I saw in Panama, it just never occurred to people to think that, hey, we've got guns, we can go get rid of these thugs.
And, yes.
And that, I think, is the precious heritage that we have here in the United States. We've done it. We've done it not only in the 18th century, but we've done it as late as really the Bunkerville, Nevada standoff against the federal officials who were acting desperately, wickedly, without any authority to throw a man off his land and kill his cattle. The fact that we have an armed citizenry really does serve as a check against tyranny, which was the whole purpose of the Second Amendment, and that's why it's so valuable that there are people like you who are not only shooters, but good at it and teaching other people how to shoot. It's a tradition that, coupled with that militia background, I think we can point to as why we're still a free people in the United States.
Definitely. It's, you know, history, we learn from it. But it's also very important to understand that we also evolve and people forget. So it's always important to keep those history alive and understand it and learn, really, truly learn from it. People tell me all the time, well, that happened in Venezuela. People were, you know, content. I told them, people didn't never. I mean, when I was in Venezuela, I had people who told me, actually, my coach, who I told you he's Cuban, he immediately said, Chavez speaks just like Fidel Castro. And many people at the gun range, they were like, oh, no, Venezuela will never turn into a Cuba. I mean, we have the largest oil reserve in the world. Countries like such and such will never let that happen here and all that stuff. And look what happened. We're talking about almost 20 years later, a country, a rich country, is just in misery right now. So what I'm trying to say, even though the history is there, even though we have that, the Second Amendment and everything, we cannot let our guards down. We have to embrace it. We have to protect it. And truly understand that when politicians, they want to follow their agenda, they will do anything and whatever they can to do it. We see that in New York, California, and some other states. Little by little, they try to gain terrain, and the Second Amendment is still there. So I what I'm trying to say is that because it's there, don't think it may not be changed.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's a heritage that has to be protected. It has to be revered. It has to be, in a sense, constantly renewed. At a minimum, we have to share this kind of information with each new generation. We have to make sure that they realize that, okay, this is good. You've learned how to handle a gun safely. You've been in competitive shooting. But there's another aspect of firearms that we can't forget about. And if we try to forget about it, we could end up like in Panama, which was not as bad as Venezuela. Yeah, they had guns, but there was no notion of telling a tyrant to go take a hike. And if you don't like it, we'll shoot you. That just is so foreign to the way people think in other countries of the world.
Yes. You know, the world out there, I mean, it's wonderful, I would say. Just some analogy, a little bit probably different, like in Venezuela. Venezuela is a beautiful country. You know, we have mountains, we have the Caribbean, and Venezuela is, as a whole, is a beautiful country. And we don't have natural disasters. Like, you know, in the United States, we don't have hurricanes, we don't have earthquakes, and we don't have tornadoes, nothing of that. But you know what we have? Human disasters.
Yeah.
You know.
And what a pity that Cuban coach that you had, who had seen with his own eyes what had happened in Cuba, and when he would warn that I'm seeing the same things, hearing the same things from Chavez that I heard from Castro, people told him that he didn't know what he was talking about.
And let me tell you something. He will tell us stories, and I'm not talking about stories about something in the past. No, like current things. Like, well, you know, my family has to go in line and they only get one bag of rice. They get like a portions or a certain amount of food, but in quantities they are very minimum, and they have to stretch that out for a month, and we couldn't fathom that. I mean, I couldn't even imagine how somebody could live like that, and I'm not talking about poor people, just regular people.
And now in Venezuela, they'd love to have a bag of rice for a month.
Yes, and those are the things that But the important point is that right now it's almost 20 years later. So can you imagine somebody, like, let's give you an example. I don't know, a cousin of mine. He's 10 years younger than me. So I'm gonna reveal my age right now. Okay, he's 26 years old. He was about a little bit over 6 years old when Chavez came into power. Do you think he remembers how was the Venezuela back then?
No, it would be impossible.
Exactly. So what happened is the new generation doesn't know different. They don't know any different, what it is to live with abundance. And I'm not talking about being rich or being multimillionaire. No, that you go to the supermarket and you don't like this kind of butter. You like soy butter. You like something different. You have a chance, the opportunity to choose. Mm-hmm. Let's say you're not rich, but you can say, okay, you know what? I'm going to save this money and I'm going to buy whatever. I can protect myself because I have the ability to own farms. That doesn't exist right now. And the sad part of it is that this new generation doesn't know any different.
No, all they're used to is standing in line for hours on end.
Exactly. And that's scary because that's a completely reshape on mentality and everything from new generations to come. Even if the government changes, how can you change 20 years on people's a new generation, the whole new generation?
It may be possible, but it's very difficult.
Twice as much.
When East Germany fell, they had the benefit of West Germany that was willing and able to absorb them, but it gave West Germany a lot of, if you will, political and economic indigestion.
There's the music.
It was very difficult. Well, we run the clock. I'm afraid this always happens. But Gabriel Franco, you have such a story to tell. Thank you so much. Folks, you can find out more about her at GabbyFranco.com. And we sure appreciate what you're doing in the world of competitive shooting.
Thank you for having me.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.